which is submitted under Procedure Rule 10 of the Council's Constitution, Councillor Geoff Brodie.
Thank you, Chair. And the first motion of this new council, I'll try and fill your agendas up in future, since you've gutted the rest of it. You think that you're going to get out now for knowing you've got another thing coming. Anyway, this is something I bring up every 4 years because I think it's the right thing to do. You know, I have absolutely no confidence that this will go through, but I will do it because I do believe that this council, in its proceedings, discriminates against people who are not Christians. On the island, we have a wide range of people like myself who have no religious belief, but we increasingly have a significant population who have other beliefs. What I'm asking for is not that you stop prayers, but that prayers be offered before the formal opening of full council. Currently, Councillor Nedland and I, we've done it for 4 years, wait outside, and we're excluded from this part of that part of the meeting because neither of us are believers. What I'd like you to consider is that earlier this evening we elected Councillor PC Wilcox as the chair. She's a Christian, clearly. She's appointed a chaplain. She's not here to listen to this discussion, but she's made that decision. But it is conceivable that in the future, somebody without a faith or of a different faith could be elected chairman of the council. Just think about that. And how are you going to cope with it? If that person, let's say for instance, it's somebody who is Islamic. If that person then decides to appoint an imam to represent prayers to the people in this room, you're going to feel decidedly uncomfortable. Let's just imagine for a moment in all your nightmares that I ever occupy that chair. I never would do because I wouldn't do the civic duty sort of stuff. But just imagine that. What would I do in that situation? Because there would be no chaplain that I could appoint. Would you be happy for me to bring somebody from the National Secular Society along? Just consider those things. I won't go on any longer than that because I don't expect that this has got any hope of getting through. I think I got 10 votes 4 years ago. I was quite chuffed. But it was interesting. It was still John and I outside. I hope you'll consider what I'm trying to say. We can still have prayers, many councils do it. They have it 5 minutes or so before the official start of the meeting. You can do whichever way you want. I don't care which faith you exhibit. It's entirely up to you. But as it stands, you have Christian prayers. I know what they're like. I've been in the gallery. I listen to it through the door as well. They're not appropriate in a multicultural society. I know that everybody, a lot of people in this room will probably think, well, it's the Isle of Wight, W-H-I-T-E. No, it's not. I represent people of different faiths and no faiths. You should respect them. You should respect those people in your communities as well who have no faith or have different faiths. I urge you to support the motion, and I'd like to Councillor Medlin to second, probably in a more articulate sense than I. Thank you.
And you are seconding Councillor Medlin.
Yes, please, General. So I'll make my statement now. Previous speakers actually described me as a non-believer. It's actually not true. I did have strong religious views. However, I think that religious views have their proper place and that this chamber is not their proper place. And it's quite a principle that I do not attend religious services in this chamber. I accept there is a historic tradition of an established English state church. I feel a place for combined established church and civic services is in Newport Minster. For 8 centuries, St. Thomas's Church was in the island's spiritual heart and was the original voting place of Newport Borough Council. Newport Minster is therefore the place where we should recognise the historic institutional role of the church and state. This is not the place. This council is elected by all the electorate of the Isle of Wight. The people we represent come from all religious backgrounds or from no religious faith. I believe the Isle of Wight Council Chamber is the island's unique democratic space where all islanders should feel equally represented, included, tolerated and respected and can express their political opinions. No islander should feel uncomfortable or excluded by this chamber openly siding with one particular religious minority. According to the latest British Social Attitudes Survey, the percentage of the UK's population identifying with Christianity has declined from a majority of 55% in 1983 to a minority of 43% in 2015. Non-believers make up 48.6% of the population in 2015. The established churches of the world have historically opposed democracy and individual personal belief and expression. They carry an historical baggage of torturing and murdering those who do not agree with them. Down to the current day, these historic religious prejudices result in horrific acts of public mass murder. This council's prevent strategy is designed to promote civic virtues over religious prejudice. So why should we so publicly undermine our own council strategy? By framing our debates according to one particular variation of Christianity, are we not explicitly, implicitly excluding all competing variations of Christianity and explicitly excluding all non-Christians? If you support the Isle of Wight Council's prevent strategy, I urge you to support this motion. If this motion fails, I urge all of you who agree with me to boycott all further religious services in this chamber as entirely inappropriate.
Is there anyone wishing to speak? Councillor Lilly and Councillor Jones Evans.
I'm supporting the motion. Part of my family had a long heritage is being part of my family being Jewish. And I had relatives that actually died in the Holocaust. I also spent most of my working life working in trauma and working with people who actually went through war and conflict. And I worked with many years with soldiers and citizens that were in the Bosnian War. I saw how religion had totally destroyed lives. I was very happy in the election at the moment at the polling station where in Ryde East three cars came up and actually three Muslim families came out to vote. They had lived for a very long time in this country. One of the families was linked to, or had been, at Bembridge School, where at one time a third of that school were Iranian and actually of Muslim descent. And they had voted for the first time on the island. We do need to actually embrace diversity. And I ask you to really consider this and consider this motion for my family that died in the Holocaust.
Councillor Jones Evans. Thank you. I won't be supporting the motion, though I hear exactly what councillors behind me have just said. But I value the time that we get before the meeting. What it does, it allows us just to collect our thoughts, just be at peace for a moment. And you know, we are often urged by the person that's speaking to just remember why we're here and do our best for the people of the Isle of Wight. That's what that time means to me. And when you talk about Christianity, if you look at the mission of Jesus, which is what Christianity is about, he was the most inclusive person out there. Look at what he did. And his words of love thy neighbour as yourself and the brotherhood of man, that's what it's about. It's inclusive. I don't see it excluding anybody. And I would love to have other faiths come and do our prayers at the beginning of the meeting. I think that would be amazing.
Councillor Perks and then Councillor Abrahams.
I should be accepting this proposal, and I'd like to move to vote that we go straight to the vote, and I'd look for a seconder.
Councillor Peace,
seconded. Right, I'm satisfied that we have discussed this enough. I'm very mindful of time, so we move to the vote, please. Show of hands, for those in favour of Councillor Brodie's motion.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
How are those against, please?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Extensions?
1, 2, 3, 4.
The motion failed.